Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already Valentine's Day. If you're listening to this on Saturday, this is February 14th, or maybe you're listening to it on Sunday the 15th. Either way, it's Valentine's weekend. Of course, this winter has been a winter of lots of snow. But we live in New England, and I think if we're careful, as Tom Walton mentioned in a previous show, it's very easy still to exercise outside, but you have to obviously exercise, no pun intended, caution, dress right. And I know in my sort of skiing career, so to speak, that if even 15 or 20 years ago, the clothing wasn't nearly as good as it is now. So hopefully everybody's still able to get their outside exercise in. Last week's show, we had Winter Farming Eating Local Year-Round by Brian Johnson from Johnson Golden Harvest. And the older I get, the more I see, and I know my guests will agree with me, that you, to some extent, are what you eat. So Brian's been getting a lot of good feedback on his show because people didn't realize that even in the winter in New Hampshire, you can eat local all year round. Well, it is Valentine's Day, and today I'm going with Saturday the 14th. I'm going with one of my running friends. We're doing two races, one in Tewksbury, Mass., called the Fudgicle 5K, and then Dave Ardette, who I'm referring to, really great runner in the Concord area. He talked me into doing Cupid's Chase 5K, which is in Wakefield, Mass. So we're doing a double because I'm trying to get over 100 races in this year, because I have perverted the expression quality, not quantity, into quantity, not quality, as my times continue to slow in my racing, quote unquote, career. But someone who is extremely fast and does not have that problem is the world famous Concord area triathlete Amber Ferrer. Amber, thank you for joining me on this Valentine's Day. I know you have other Valentines in your life, but thank you for coming in this weekend.
Thanks so much for having me. I should have brought you chocolates, actually.
Well, that would be, I think if I ate a chocolate, that would be the equivalent of a 5K run. So, but I know chocolate actually isn't that bad for you. But anyway, Amber, tell us how you have gotten into being such a world-class professional triathlete. I think most people know by now, you've been on our show before, that you finished the Ironman in Hawaii, 11th world. I mean, that's incredible. So how did you get into it?
I actually was a runner at Northeastern University, and I was injured quite a lot back then, so I picked up swimming. And then when I moved to Concord, New Hampshire, I joined the Concord YMCA, and they had a tri club on Saturday mornings. So I thought, oh boy, that sounds like fun. And what the group did was they did a swim workout, and then they all went out and ran or biked together. And I had so much fun. It was addicting. The personalities were really energetic, and the group atmosphere was a ton of fun. So that was back in 2009. Actually, that was the year of my first Ironman.
That's incredible. So tell us the one you did in Hawaii most recently. I mean, you went out there about a week before, and tell us about the week leading up to the actual Ironman.
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to get out there 2 weeks before, and that was really important for me before this World Championship event, because it was over 100 degrees out there the whole day, and it was really important for me to heat acclimate. I also wanted a chance to swim in the ocean, and I'm glad I did, because on race day the waves were outrageous. And then I wanted a chance to bike the course. It's 112 miles through the lava fields, and it was over 100 degrees that day, but through the lava fields, because the rocks absorb the heat I think the heat index was around 120 degrees. So I was very, very lucky in the fact that I got to be out there 2 weeks early and acclimate and get used to the Kona heat and the severe, intense winds as well.
So tell us about each of the three components, how long they are, and what your time was.
In an Ironman, a full Ironman, the swim is 2.5 miles long. And at Kona, I swam, because of the conditions, a little slower than I usually do. I swam 58 minutes. And then the bike portion in Ironman is 112 miles. And I biked close to 5 hours. And then the run portion is a marathon, so it's 26.2 miles. And I ran a bit slower than I usually do. It was a 3:18, but I was happy with that considering it was my fifth full Ironman of the year. And I was feeling quite the fatigue at that point in the year. So
now tell me this, Amber, and then I want you to give out your website, because I know part of what we're trying to accomplish is to, one, get the word out what a great athlete and what a great gem we have right here in Concord in New Hampshire, but we also need to build up some sponsorships. But is doing 5 Ironmans in 1 year, is that normal?
It's in all honesty, right now, and one of the important facts I'm trying to get out there is there's a little bit of an issue on the Ironman circuit in the fact that they allow 50 guy pros to qualify for the world championships, and there's only 35 females right now, or at least that's how it's been. So there's sort of a motion to move toward 50 guys and 50 girls. So because of there was only 35 girls allowed last year, 35 pro females, I had to race 5 Ironman just to qualify for the world championships. It's a bit of a gender inequality right
there.
Yeah,
how can we help you with that? I mean, that just seems, God, here we are in 2015. It should be, literally, in this case, 50-50.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us your website information and how organizations, individual benefactors, or corporations may be able to help you?
My website is amberferreira.blogspot.com. And that would be great if I could get the word out about that. I think that's a really, yeah, exactly like you said, it's 2015, so we should have that gender equality by now.
You would think. That was shocking to just hear that. And your website is fantastic, and get into it after the commercial break. But Amber writes about the positive link between, for example, sports and self-confidence and some of the transformational things that have occurred in your life. It's a very informative yet fun website, so I encourage everybody to take a look at that. No, I'm obviously very recreational. I've done one mini sprint triathlon, and I noticed there that the transition was so important, the transition between, you know, getting out of the water onto the bike and then from the bike to the running. That seemed to be the difference between, you know, 5 or 10 spots, you know, depending how efficient you were. So how do you practice that?
You're absolutely right, especially in the shorter triathlons. The transition is actually the fourth discipline. So it's swim. You have to master the swim, the bike, the run, and then you absolutely have to master the transition. So I actually go ahead and I have certain workouts a week where I'll swim and then I practice exactly how I'm going to transition in a race, and I get right onto my bike. And there's little tricks of the trade, like my running shoes have elastic laces in them, so I don't have to tie them. And I've also had to practice quite a few times over the years getting out of my wetsuit quickly.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I'm not even close to your league, but that was, to me, the hardest thing was practicing the zipper and getting out. And again, I mean, that can cost you a couple minutes easy, right?
It absolutely can. And I'm lucky enough, in some of the world championship events, they have what they refer to as wetsuit strippers.
That's allowed? Strippers are allowed? Wow. Okay.
If they're volunteers of the race, and that's a luxury. But it's still very important to practice.
Now, also, someone told me once that in one of your, I don't know if it was an Ironman or a shorter triathlon, but that you One time your bike broke down. So tell us what that experience was like. And then it's up to the athlete to fix the bike, right? You can't have a helper there, right?
Right. Yeah, I've over the years, and that's just part of the sport, I suffered some flat tires. So that's another aspect of the sport. You have to be able to fix a flat tire on the fly. You know, and even in an Ironman lasts perhaps nine hours, but if you lose 5 minutes with the deepness and the competitiveness of the field, 5 minutes could be, you know, you go from leading the race to 10th. So you really do have to be savvy in bike mechanics and knowing how to fix your own equipment. And if something goes wrong, I like to practice scenarios over in my head. So if I get a flat tire, I like to practice exactly what I'm going to do, then know how to fix it. And that's helpful for me.
And as I said in my book, There Are No Do-Overs, preparation is the key to everything.
Exactly.
So preparing for the possibility of a flat tire. That,
exactly.
You know, there you go. So before the commercial break, let's get your contact information out one more time.
My blog is amberferreira.blogspot.com.
And so we're looking for some corporate sponsors. How blessed we are in New Hampshire that we have a world-class pro triathlon right here in Concord, New Hampshire. So we'll return with Amber after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental. Before I get back to my guest, the world-famous Amber Ferreira, I'd like to give you a brief update on the Affordable Care Act and where that stands. One, it's not going to go away. It'll probably morph into something different than what was passed in March of 2010. But from an oral health perspective, it's actually working quite nicely for Northeast Delta Dental. We've made a multi-million-dollar investment to make sure that we're connected with the public exchange here in New Hampshire, healthcare.gov. And we have a couple thousand people in New Hampshire who heretofore did not have dental coverage and are able to purchase it very inexpensively off of healthcare.gov. And then we also created a private exchange on deltadentalcoversme.com because in the first year of healthcare.gov, it was kind of cumbersome. And so we knew that people would want to find another avenue. And so we created deltadentalcoversme.com. And again, a very inexpensive dental product is available on deltadentalcoversme.com. We actually have about 5,000 people in New Hampshire who have purchased dental coverage through the private exchange. So it's all about wellness. You know, last week's show was on eating right. This week's show, I have Amber Ferreira, who's an Ironman triathlete, world class. But whether you're world class like Amber or very recreational like myself, just getting outside, running, any form of fitness. Just recently at Northeast Delta Dental, we had our 10-year anniversary of the fitness center that, along with Coach Tom Walton, we assembled, and he's a great cheerleader for all of our employees. And so whether they walk, run, do yoga, snowshoe, you know, it's just great to be fit. And I know and my guest will be talking about that. But before we get into sort of the positive link between sports and fitness and self-confidence, Amber, a couple weeks ago you were in Quebec doing a snowshoe race. So how does that fit into the scheme of things in terms of training, or was it just kind of a nice outlet for you?
It is, you know, both. It actually fits into my training quite well. Snowshoe racing and running is a great sport for building strength on the bike. And I don't get too nervous at the start of snowshoe races. I really just do it because I like the community, and I love to be out there in the winter time participating in a great sport like that. So really, a few weeks ago, it was the World Championship actually, but I was just in it for the fun of it.
Well, you're very modest. You did tremendous in that race in the World Championship. And I also was, that was that Friday when I know it was snowing, so yeah. It must have been difficult just even driving there, right?
It was. I got there at, I think it was like 2 a.m. and
oh my God.
Then the race was the next day, and
oh,
it was -15 degrees. But you know what? That's, you embrace it.
Exactly. I think that's a great way of putting it. So tell us, and I know this is you have more detail on your Blogspot and in, on your website, but the what you found the positive link between sports and self-confidence for both women and men. Tell us about that linkage.
Yeah, so one of my memories from childhood was in kindergarten when all my friends graduated to first grade. I actually stayed back, and it was because I was very, very shy. And I remember my mom sort of forcing me to sign up for the summer track program. And that sort of changed me. I felt like all of a sudden I felt like I had a purpose, and I found a group of people that I could laugh with. And it was, you know, it was never, ever about winning. I don't think I won any races back then, but I remember getting a thanks for participating ribbon, and I stuck it right up on my wall, and I was so proud of it. And it did. It gave me confidence like nothing else. And that really was sort of the start of it all. And from then, I just loved the endurance community. I love how it brings people together. I love how, you know, you pass someone on the street and you can exchange a smile, but when you pass someone in a race, you have this sort of bond with them. You're both going after, you're fighting your own personal goals and battles, and you're both hurting, and at the end you can be immediate friends. So
that's a great way of putting it, and that's candidly one of the reasons why, again, I'm really slow now, but one of the reasons why I like to do so many races is the camaraderie. It's all so genuine. I mean, I in my real job, you know, making a lot of presentations, you know, people can say things and so forth, but at a race, just what you described, you know, whether you're doing, you know, a 17 minute, you know, 5K or 27 minute 5K, in the middle of the race, we're all feeling that same self-doubt and like, why am I doing this or whatever? And then when you're done, it's like, oh my God, this is the greatest feeling in the world. And if someone passed you at the end, you congratulate them, and it's just a great feeling. So I'm sure you get that way more than me because of all the things you're doing. But I like the way you describe that. And the other thing you mentioned is kind of the hard work part of it. And in the book, There Are No Do-Overs, which, by the way, you people can get at Gibson's or on Amazon.com. And I was able to interview a lot of world-class athletes, you know, like Joan Benoit Samuelson, and they all said the same thing. Well, certainly someone like Amber, Joan Benoit, I mean, these are special people that have some extraordinary talent, but they all universally say it's the willingness to put in the hard work. So no matter how talented you are, whether you're Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, or Larry Bird, and you're thinking, okay, they're practicing 5 hours, so I better practice 6 hours, that's definitely part of it, Amber, wouldn't you say?
It is definitely part of it, you know, but I invite everyone to sort of Google the Amber Ferreira of even 4 years ago, and there was nothing that would have led you to believe that I would be ranked 11th in the world or be racing as a professional triathlete. I don't think I'm any different, or I don't think I'm really that special. I really just think I put in the work, and I love it, and I love to be chased, and I love the chase. And I appreciate a bad race as much as I appreciate a good race. So.
And to me, it's the purest form of sport.
Yes,
I love it because, like, I play racquetball too, and like I can sort of delude myself. Geez, I played pretty good today, you know. But your time is what your time is. So
yep.
Just getting back to a 5K where more people can relate to. So if on this course you did 23 minutes, and last year, the very same course, basically the same weather conditions, you did 22 minutes, that means you were a minute slower.
Exactly.
So you can definitely put, you know, you can look yourself in the mirror. But I think you would agree, too, that it's just the camaraderie. Obviously,
yes.
You're a professional, so you want to win, and let's be clear about that. But you also understand the importance of the camaraderie part of it.
Absolutely. And I will say, even after the win at Ironman Lake Placid last year, I was obviously happy and excited, but I showered and I came back to the finish line around 9 p.m. And at that point, there were racers that had been racing since 6:30 in the morning, and I saw amputees cross the line, and I saw a 70-year-old female cross the line, and I saw people crying, and I saw that raw human emotion, and really that those are the people that are winning. So it's a very special moment. I think that, like I said before, everyone's fighting their own battles and everyone is winning. So
that's quite moving. And I think you just kind of weaved it in there. But that's amazing that you won the Lake Placid Ironman. That's terrific. So now what's your upcoming schedule? I think you have an Ironman coming up in South Africa. And what are you hoping to accomplish this year as a professional triathlete?
I have lots and lots of goals, and obviously, like I said before, winning, really, it's never been about winning. I love to push myself, but I also really appreciate racing in the pro field and having these other girls push me harder than I ever thought possible. So in South Africa, I won't be in the best shape because I'm peaking towards June and July and towards the end of my season, but that's part of what I like about being able to race as a professional. I get the opportunity to race in Germany and the Iceland this year and South Africa and meet all these amazing people and experience the culture. So,
now, obviously, you have some sponsors like Northeast Delta, and we're very happy to just be a small piece of Amber.
But you must also
have a very flexible and supportive employer too, right?
Absolutely, I work for Concord Hospital at the Center for Sports Medicine, and my boss Tracy Carter and Diane Olympio have been absolutely amazing. I need to train up to 30 hours a week, and they have been so flexible with my schedule and absolutely so supportive. Everyone there, I love my coworkers there, and I love the job as a physical therapist, and I really appreciate all the support they've given me over the years.
And PT, that's the catbird seat. You know, I having recently recovered, two or three years ago, recovered from a quad tendon thing. I know, my God, if you have a great PT person, it's fantastic. So I know when I once talked to Joni Benoit-Samuelson, she had a friendly rivalry with Greta Weitz, who unfortunately recently passed away, mm-hmm. and she talked a lot about that. So in your sort of professional world, do you have like one or two young women that are your key rivals yet friends at the end of the race?
Absolutely, actually. And it's nice racing as a professional because you get to make friends with people from Europe and all over the country, and just like when you cross the line, you have this bond that's formed. But there's no negativity during the races. It's all positive. I absolutely love being pushed by these girls, and they've pushed me farther than I ever thought possible. So really, when I win a race, I owe it to my competitors, too, for pushing me.
Exactly. And that's why it's the purest form of sport. You can't say, well, the ref made a bad call.
Exactly.
Or someone made an unusual catch or something like that.
Exactly.
So I want you to give you the contact information one more time. But before you do, I just want people to realize, we're blessed in Concord. We have some very famous athletes, Matt Bonner, Bob Tewksbury, Bodie Miller. And it's amazing that in New Hampshire, we have all these great athletes. But Amber's at that level. So people really need to know that. And one of my goals is to make sure that people in New Hampshire understand that the world that we live in, the runners that we have here, and the triathletes are really special people, and they're at that level. So, Amber, one more time, the contact information.
My blog is amberferreira.blogspot.com.
And I can tell you she's a great representative, and any company would be proud to be involved with Amber as a sponsor, as is Northeast Delta Dental. Amber Ferreira, thank you for joining me on this Valentine's weekend. I'm sure you have other Valentines to see, so thank you
so
very much. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental.